This is Dakota Datebook for June 5th. On this date in 1908, some North Dakotans were wondering about a mystery involving two farmers from Portal. Or maybe it was only one farmer. That was the mystery. Were Hi J. McCullough and Samuel H. Porter two separate people? Or were they one in the same? Many locals thought it was quite curious that Porter filed a homestead claim and then purchased the claim previously proved up by McCullough, who had conveniently disappeared. In 1900, McCullough had filed on a quarter of land near Portal. He was married but had no children. McCullough kept to himself. He was never an active member of the community and did not mix with his neighbors. He wore his hair long and had long, bushy whiskers. The locals said they had never gotten a good look at his face. He proved up his claim in 1903. Shortly after, Samuel H. Porter filed a claim on an adjoining quarter of land. Porter then purchased McCullough's claim. He said McCullough had moved out of the country. Samuel Porter was also a married man with no children. But unlike McCullough, he was clean-shaven with short hair. Neighbors noted some similarities, however. Both men were about the same age and size, and suspicion grew among the neighbors that all was not quite right about Porter's purchase of McCullough's claim. The talk was that McCullough had not disappeared at all. He had merely changed his name and appearance so he could claim another quarter of land. Charles Finn was not going to stand for it. He hired George Gilmore, an attorney from Williston. Finn intended to take the case to court. He was determined to prove that McCullough and Porter were actually the same man. In his defense, Porter introduced a witness from Iowa who testified that Porter was in Iowa at the time McCullough proved up his claim. While the case was a source of great interest, it eventually faded into obscurity. There is no evidence it was ever pursued, and Porter remained on both quarters of land. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.